Hey guys, Katie here, founder and director of Pulp Town, Orlando's almost daily cheat sheet to the city, where Tuesdays through Fridays, we land in your inbox with a newsletter covering all the things going on that day in the neighborhood, in the community. Yeah, and then on Mondays, we head downtown to Venture X, Orlando's number one co-working space, where we record this here podcast with our buddy Vic Martinez. Woo-hoo. He is with Brand Crumbs Media, and he so kindly allows me to come into the podcasting studio and puts it together with me week to week. And we're going to kick things off with some not so great news. COVID-19, the Delta variant is alive and well in the community. Florida leads, I think we account for 1 in 5, so 20% of the new COVID cases that are happening around the country. Just last week, Orange County Mayor Jerry Deming signed an executive order putting the county back underneath a state of emergency. What that really means is not honestly a lot of things to like really enforce. Governor DeSantis can override that, but with the state of emergency, he is forcing Orange County buildings and people who work there to wear masks, mandating masks again and wearing them inside. And he's encouraging other businesses in town to also enforce mask wearing and other COVID protocols. He's requiring Orange County employees to get the vaccine between now and the end of September. So get both doses to be fully dosed by then. And yeah, COVID numbers hit a high on last week that we have not seen since the surge in January. We had 17,589 cases reported on Wednesday. More than 7,000 people were hospitalized last week with the virus, and there's another at least 1,500 suspected COVID hospital admissions. So things are kind of all over the place right now. Vaccinated, unvaccinated residents are being encouraged to wear masks in publics. As Demings astutely stated last week, the health of our community has a direct effect on the health of our economy. That is true and can be seen from the sense that we had big conferences planned for the convention center this week, and people are pulling out because there's like, whoa, it's the Wild Wild West down in Florida and all these numbers are crazy. And so people are seeing those numbers and pulling out from coming here. So it's very true. The health of our community does have a direct effect on the health of our economy. That's where we are in Orange County. Avant Health switched to code black on Wednesday night. That's the highest that they've also gone. Just 2 weeks ago, we were in green, and then we went to yellow, and last week we were red, and now we are in black status. And black status basically means that all non-emergency surgeries are indefinitely postponed, and they're also being kind of pushed out to other places to do the surgeries because they cannot do them in the hospitals themselves because they are pretty much overrun with COVID patients. They are saying that they can handle what's happening, and they do hope to see the trend start to decelerate in the coming weeks. However, we do have to focus those resources, those finite resources, on treatment and containment of those people affected already in Central Florida.
That's where I was.
At Avant Health when you were in the hospital?
In Winter Park.
Yeah.
And it was packed.
Packed.
The COVID ward was packed.
That's wild. And then just this week too, or last week on Friday, Governor DeSantis signed an executive order saying that he would allow parents to avoid the mask mandate. So he thinks that it should be up to the parent to make that decision. Like, you should be able to decide what's important for your kid. He personally would not put mask on his children. He said he would like to see his kids smile and all of that. So he doesn't enforce mask wearing for his own children, but he said it's up to the parent to make that decision. And so that's what this executive order will do. It'll allow the parent to make those decisions. DeSantis also made comments about how he thinks the CDC's data is kind of dangerous and faulty. And he says that news media coverage of COVID creates some angst in the population. All that to say, Avant Health is in code black. So definitely there are cases going around. So there's a lot of drama around COVID-19 and a lot of reason to be vigilant and being careful and doing things for your community. Okay, moving right along. The eviction moratorium expired over the weekend. That has been in place for, since last May or last March of last year, protecting renters from being kicked out of their homes, and it's inactive at this point. Zillow has said there are more than 144,000 Floridians who rent their homes at risk of eviction when the moratorium ended. Moving along to maybe some brighter news, I guess. The city of Orlando is soon installing solar-powered Wi-Fi hotspot picnic tables. Say that 5 times fast. But these picnic tables will allow people in historically underserved communities to have access to Wi-Fi, have access to charging their computers. It's a $20,000 grant from the AARP. The tables will go at Prince Hall Park, which is in District 6, and Willows Park, which is in District 5. This is supposed to happen sometime, I think, in the fall. But again, it provides residents a place to connect to the internet, to charge their wireless devices, to get work done, and to hopefully maybe
connect with family.
Yes. Yes.
What all a time those to things. Be alive.
What
2021.
A time. Mm-hmm. It's another one of those things we're talking about, like depending on where you live and what kind of things are accessible
now.
To you. Yes.
Water,
you have to have
electricity.
It. Yes.
Wi-Fi.
Yep. So that's that. Parliament House announced last week via Instagram. So they're moving into the former City Arts Building at 29 South Orange Ave on the corner of Pine Street and Orange. And that should be really exciting for them. They didn't really say a time, so I'm really uncertain of the time. Good news for Parliament House. It's exciting to welcome them. Follow them on Instagram if you want to keep up with them, Parliament_House. And lastly, the Grateful Dead. There's a Grateful Dead tribute show. It is a 9-day show that's coming to the New Standard in Winter Park. It is an event that they have put on before. It runs from August 1st, so that would have been Saturday, Sunday, to August 9th. Local musicians every night participate, and they just jam out to some Grateful Dead tunes. That's happening again, Winter Park at the New Standard. Geez, you can stream concerts from around the country on nugs.tv, and that's $10 a pop. And if you're going to see them in person here in Winter Park, that's tickets start at $35. That's what's going on with Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll keep it moving to the five top events, starting with Tuesday night at 6 p.m., $75 a ticket. There's a collab beer dinner going on at the Ravenous Pig. Delirium is doing a beer dinner with them, and it's $75 a ticket. It's a multi-course dinner, very rare beers, very delicious food. $75 a ticket. Find out more about it by heading to Facebook. You can go to the Ravenous Pig Brewing page. Wednesday night, 8 p.m., Orlando City is taking on Inter Miami. So Orlando City SC versus Inter Miami CF. $18 a ticket, 8 p.m. going down at Exploria Stadium. You can cheer on the Lions. Thursday night, August 5th, National Oyster Day at Red Light, Red Light. Red Light, Red Light is over in Audubon Park. First come, first served. It's an open event. $2 oysters, raw or steamed, while supplies last. You should go and check that out. Again, happening Thursday night, 4 p.m. or Thursday night, Thursday day. Also happening on Thursday, another foodie thing, Noodle Night with Lakai and Kai Asian Street Fair. This has happened before over in the Hourglass District at the Hourglass Social House. Tuesday, August 5th. Enjoy some exclusive new super tasty dishes. There will be drinks. Check that out. 6 to 9 p.m. Tuesday night. And then on Friday, August 6th at 12 p.m., the History Center, Orange County History Center, is putting on a lunch and learn about the legacy of voter suppression. That is happening at 12 p.m. It is an online event. You can register RSVP by going to their Facebook page. The plan is to talk about the history of voter suppression laws, the tactics that made it so difficult for so many citizens to participate, in association with the League of Women Voters of Orange County. It's going to go down on Zoom, 12 p.m. Spend your lunch break with the History Center Friday, August 6th. Also on Friday, movie night at Lou Gardens. Movie night, they're putting on Spaceballs.
How fun.
How fun. You can BYOPC or BYOPB, bring your own picnic basket. And that's happening at 8:30 Friday night is when the movie, I think, starts. So you want to get there a little bit earlier. 8:30 to about 10, Spaceballs, $6 adult, $3 for children. And that's all I got. That's what I got for this week's events.
Woo, my favorite.
All right, so we're at Vic's favorite part where we introduce you to five local accounts we think you should be following over on Instagram, if not Instagram, sometimes Facebook, but this week we're talking about Instagram. And the first one I have for you is Susuru. Susuru Juju is another retro-themed izakaya from the same person who opened Susuru, like off Palm Parkway, which is out kind of like towards iDrive-ish area. But this new place, Susuru, is going to open in, he said, the Milk District, but it's really just East Colonial Drive. And from the looks of it, he hasn't confirmed, but it looks like it's going in the old Pizza Hut building. We will still wait and see for that final announcement, but that will happen before the end of the year, which is pretty exciting. The food is supposedly really awesome. The drinks are awesome. And then the aesthetic on the inside of the restaurant is all after like the Showa area. You should check them out for real on Instagram, SUSURU ORL. And that way you can also stay up to date about the opening dates. Also, earlier I mentioned Parliament House moving. All right. And I said you should follow them so that you can find out when everything's going to happen. And I just want to reinforce that Parliament_House is who they are over on Instagram. Again, moving downtown, coming soon in the old City Arts Building. That's exciting. Pros with Hoes, Bros with Hoe Plant Co. They are a cool little group of, it's actually, I think it was two guys and their wives, but maybe just the two guys may have started it, who started this plant company, and they originally operated outside of like a little pop-up truck, and now they have a brick and mortar in the Hourglass District, and they just announced they are also moving to open a new spot in College Park, which is really exciting for them. And so on Instagram, that's BWH Plant Co. And then moving right along, let's go with Nomad Bakehouse. Florida is, or Nomad Bakehouse FL is who they are on Instagram. Nomad Bakehouse makes delicious looking fresh breads, fresh pastries, donuts, and you can order, I think, on Wednesdays for a Saturday pickup. Definitely worth checking out. That's a whole lot of food talk, but I also talked about plants. Also, Yelp Orlando, speaking of food talk and just knowing the cool businesses in town. I've told you to follow them before, but now they've got someone new at the helm. So Andy Perez got promoted. So go, Andy. And in her place, Anna LeBeau is the new community manager. And Anna, we've also encouraged you to follow in the past because she's super creative and makes anything she touches turns to gold. And so it's really cool to see what she's going to do with Yelp Orlando. So make sure you're following them. And lastly, are you following XL 106.7? It is considered Orlando's number one hit music station. There are a couple of friends of mine who work for that station. So between Johnny Magic, has been a longtime friend, about 15 years at least, I think, and then Sandra Ray, Brian Grimes, you should be following them. They are really trying to up their Instagram game these days, and I commend them for it. And they're doing good work. And sometimes we appear on the XL 106.7 channel, so this is kind of like also a plug for ourselves. So yeah, those are some accounts for you to follow this week. We are done. We are at the end of today's podcast, today's episode. We will be back next week, I think, with a guest. I think we have a guest set up for next week.
Very special guest.
Thanks for following along, listening all the way to the end. You can find me in your inboxes Tuesday through Friday, and then I will see you back here on Monday. Shout out to Venture X for having me, and to Vic at Brand Crimes Media for making this happen week to week.
Yeah.
Have a great week, Orlando.
Stay pulpy, Orlando.